Hello, everybody. All one word here. Coming to you from the office. And it's a blustery office today. This is one of Hans Zimmer's finest. Here we go. Bit of a dramatic entrance there for this one. Hello everyone, it's Big Rick here, using Boss Jock to transmit to you some thoughts. And I'm recording this from the very blustery Kiwi Hill, which is obviously not my office, because my office is in a building with a desk and a chair, and warmer than it is now, funnily enough. So I brought Molly out, and the sun was shining. Please note the past participle there, because... I'm not coming out behind this hut. I was testing the microphone of the iPhone 4S just there in GarageBand for iPhone. I just had some issues with exporting, and so had to abandon that idea. I thought I'd be quite clever and try and produce something in GarageBand on the... Did I tell you I was actually in the hut? I'm stuck trying to get out. Somebody, let me out! So I've been doing quite a lot of research, especially last night, looking at GarageBand for iOS, for the iPhone in particular, because it's actually quite powerful. But, you know, there's a thing with internet connection and other types of connectivity, and ultimately a microphone would come in handy. An external microphone, not the one in the iPhone. I just want to get rid of a lot of background noise. As I record this, I don't know whether anybody else has, or many other people have used the Boss Jock app, but what you do is you get a bit of, it's not latency, or is it? But I, using my headphones to monitor what's going on, I can hear an echo of myself, which is just the splittest of split seconds behind what's going in. But it's good enough to... it's good enough to monitor. But anyway, the iPhone microphone, is it uses the bottom microphone, doesn't it? Because the iPhone 4S definitely is has two microphones. It's actually got one in the top as well, and that's used for noise cancelling. Invariably, in this case, the microphone is picking up everything. It's super sensitive. I was testing it with the GarageBand app just before there, and you know, I was pointing the microphone, or which is on the bottom of the phone, the main microphone, away, and I had my fingers. I was rubbing my fingers together, about a foot away from the top of the phone, and it was picking up that sound, this sound. So you can hear that, but it was picking that up from a foot away behind the phone. You can probably just hear it. Really, really sensitive. So I did a quick audio boo this late morning, early afternoon. Can't remember what it was, but had a few things to do today, so quite busy. Quite busy to concentrate on audio boo. I mentioned over the course of a few audio boos that I really want to talk about something in particular, and instead of just rambling. I know people don't mind me rambling on because I can always find something to talk about. But, you know, I pay homage to Bernie Goldback, who's at Top Gold on all good social networks. And Bernie comes up with some really, really good subjects. Invariably, all you need to do is open a newspaper or look at the news online or something which is current. A little bit of background on it, and Bob's your uncle. So for those into the social hiking scene, did you get my pictures on Google Plus? The ones that I've made into a YouTube video, so it's actually a YouTube video as opposed to pictures. But I did put 3 or 4 pictures on there as well. Ah, the wind has changed. Let's go around this side of the building, into the sun. So I'm looking out onto this fairly amazing vista of Salisbury Plain. I can see the, just see the Pusey White Horse, which is about 20 miles away, about. About 16. It's been humid today, and one of the reasons why I come up here is you get quite a bit of a breeze, and that blows away the humidity. But also, with it being windy, it's no good for recording. Oh, I've just nettled myself. God. Big crescendo now. I'll cross over to a new song. Bloody nettles, don't you just hate them? And the wind. And the damned wind. Truth to tell, Molly needed to come out the house because she, like me, was being driven up the wall by children. One of my things is manners. I can't stand people without manners. And I know these children are young, but mine are better at the old manners game. So I had the cupboard open to there's a like an old cubby hole in the kitchen to get Molly's lead out, and it leaves a gap of about 20 centimetres when it's fully open to get through the door from living room to kitchen. So the kiddie, one of these kiddies, comes through the back door, through the kitchen, and he's pushing past me. Well, I'm purposely not letting them pass because it's flipping winding me up, to be honest. And I was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" "Well, I'm getting past." "Well, I can see you're trying to get past, but it's not going to happen, kid." But he needed a toilet, and this one particular child has got a history of, well, let's just say when he wants a toilet, he really has to go to the toilet there and then. So, yeah, I learned past. So my wife's just joined Twitter. She hasn't got a clue how to use it. So she's sending me direct messages there. She didn't know how to do a tweet. She's only got one follower. She's only following one person. Alright, so let's leave that for now, because it's getting blustery and I can feel the rain coming in, and I've got about a mile to walk to get home. Be nice talking. Ciao for now. All one word, out.